This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin sounded a cautious note Saturday when asked about the chances of Afghan government forces containing the Taliban surge. Speaking at an Air Force base in Alaska, he said, "We look forward to making the progress, but we'll see what happens." The Taliban have swiftly captured territory in recent weeks, seized strategic border crossings, and they're threatening a number of provincial capitals in advancing that comes at the U.S. and NATO soldiers prepared to leave Afghanistan. Austin, who's visiting Alaska ahead of a trip to the Indo-Pacific region, said the Afghan government was committed to reversing the Taliban advance. Thousands took to the streets in Paris, France, to protest the implementation of a health pass that is being debated in the French Senate on Saturday. Several protests took place simultaneously in the French capital, with the Yellow Vest organizing once again three marches, and with the far-right movement organizing a gathering and speeches near the Eiffel Tower. Public anger at government measures to curb the spread of COVID-19, which some people say are an attack on their liberty, has given the infamous Yellow Vests that 2 years ago challenged President Emmanuel Macron's rule fresh momentum. French anti-riot police fired tear gas as brief clashes erupted and protesters reached certain areas in a railway station. Scuffles broke out in Sao Paulo, Brazil, Saturday as protesters demanded the impeachment of far-right President Jair Bolsonaro, whose popularity has fallen in recent weeks amid corruption scandals against the backdrop of the pandemic. Demonstrators and police faced off in the city after night fell, with smoke rising from tear gas canisters and flashbangs exploding. This week, news broke that Brazil's defense ministry told congressional leadership that next year's elections would not take place without amending the country's electronic voting system. This is VOA News. Thousands of people have taken to the streets of Sydney, Australia, and other cities to protest lockdown restrictions amid another surge in cases. Police made several arrests after crowds broke through barriers and threw plastic bottles and plants. The unmasked participants marched from Sydney's Victoria Park to Town Hall in the Central Business District, carrying signs calling for freedom and the truth. There was a heavy police presence in Sydney, including mounted police and riot officers, in response to what authorities said was unauthorized protest activity. Police confirmed a number of arrests. New South Wales police said it recognized and supported the rights of free speech and peaceful assembly, but the protest was a breach of public health orders. Several U.S. states have scaled back the reporting of COVID-19 statistics this month, just as cases across the country started to skyrocket, depriving the public of real-time information on outbreaks, cases, hospitalizations, and deaths in their communities. The shift to weekly instead of daily reporting in Florida, Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota marked a notable shift during a pandemic in which coronavirus dashboards have become a staple for Americans closely tracking case counts and trends to navigate a crisis that has killed more than 600,000 people in the U.S. Now, the governments have gone the other direction and released more information. Washington, D.C. this week adding a dashboard and breakthrough cases to show numbers of residents who contracted the virus after getting vaccines. Many states have recently gone to reporting virus numbers only on weekdays. Olympics host cities often offer the tens of thousands of visiting journalists excursions to advertise their tourist destinations, but this time around, they're attempting to do so while keeping Olympic visitors within a carefully controlled bubble cut off from Tokyo's 14 million residents. The efforts include a lottery for nighttime tours to history museums and historic gardens. Journalists are required to pledge not to talk to locals. Recapping one of our top stories, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is sounding a cautious note when he was asked about the chances of Afghan government forces continuing the Taliban surge. He spoke at an air base in Alaska, and he said that we look forward to them making progress and we'll see what happens. The Taliban captured territory in recent weeks and seized strategic border crossings, and now they're threatening a number of provincial capitals. These are all advances that come as the last U.S. and NATO soldiers prepare to leave Afghanistan for good. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.